Nick, another fantastic job last night. It's not easy to make that transition back and forth, starting to leaving, and you've done it so successfully. What's been the secret for you?
Thank you, man. Just try to have the same mindset, you know, some consistency in this game can go a long way, and any way I can kind of keep that edge and, you know, keep that intensity up, whatever I'm doing, whether it be yelling on the field after a nice play or trying to put myself up in the bullpen.
What's been the secret in terms of keeping all your stuff sharp as well? I mean, maybe not as easy working out of the pen.
A lot of different things. A lot of visualization, practice, bullpens, flat grounds, touch and feels. And also knowing when I should take a day, because I don't want to overdo it, right? I don't want to, you know, throw myself into a funk with certain pitches. So kind of just having that routine of knowing when I want to get off the mound, when I want to throw a flat ground, when I want to just play catch or not throw those pitches at all.
How much does that experience help you? It sounds like just in terms of your management, if nothing else, it makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of training, a lot of trial and error for sure. There's times where, I'll be throwing my pitch too much and then I throw myself to a funk and I got to back off this pitch for a little bit and not throw it and kind of start fresh.
How about the controlling of the adrenaline? Because as a starter, it's one thing, but as a reliever, you're pumped up, and that's something that takes time to manage, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask the bullpen guys, they'll have a crack out of this. I mean, I'm popping Red Bulls, P4, trying to get that adrenaline up, sitting in the bullpen, not a lot of energy in the first few innings, so I try to do whatever I can to get that blood going.
But as far as when you go into the game,
then the adrenaline's there, and at that point you want to execute pitches. You want to stay in the moment, whether it be one pitch or kind of fist pumping when Juan makes a nice play or Manny makes a nice play, whoever behind me makes a nice play. I like to be in the moment, and that gets my blood going.
You've done some short outings. Also, there have been a couple times now where Bob's asked you to go, more than two. Are you still fine when you get extended like that?
Yeah. Again, the communication's been really good, and I've been able to keep that that workload up to where I can throw multiples or I can throw an inning.
Did you know you were going to potentially be going working as long as you did yesterday when you came in the game, or is that a result of
it? I think it was just a result. Yeah, I didn't. I guess a few days. I hadn't thrown in a few days, so I knew I can go multiples. They knew I can go multiples. I guess at that point it becomes more of how Bob wants to manage the game. If I want to go one and be ready again in a day or two, or go multiples. And yesterday he chose multiples.
How many Red Bulls? What's your caffeination schedule?
I'm pretty good with coffee. I just have like one cup of coffee in the morning, but then if I depending how hot I am that day, I mean like two Red Bulls and a P4 and. Sometimes just one Red Bull.
That's different from as a starter.
As a starter, I go two Red Bulls.
Okay.
I haven't done I do one Red Bull before, maybe one during the game or something like that. But depending on how it goes. I also did one outing, I think it was against the Rockies. I was on a bit of a Red Bull binge, so I was like, I gotta slow down on the Red Bulls. And so I just went one Red Bull. Got in the game, didn't like how I felt, so I ran upstairs, grabbed another one, and then I felt better for that second inning.
How do you sleep at night?
A little bit of meditation, slowing down, have a cold one if it went well too.
From the preparation standpoint, like all these different roles you've had this year, has it been difficult? Has it been something you've embraced? What's that process been like as far as getting mentally right for all these different roles?
A lot of it, I think, comes down to, my priorities have changed. When I was, I didn't handle this role too well when I was with Texas for a number of different reasons. And, that's neither here nor there. But, I think my priorities have changed and I just want to win, and I feel that this team wants to win too. So that's been my main priority. Just whenever I toe the rubber, I want to give it my all, leave it all out there. And with that mindset, it's like, I want to win this ball game and I want to win a World Series. And, I could feel that with the starters and with everyone in this clubhouse. That's everyone's on the same goal. So that makes it easier for sure.
We saw that with the emotion last night after Soto makes that catch. Like, is that kind of part of it? Like trying to keep your teammates in it and get through what's been kind of a rough stretch?
Yeah, we had a good inning there right before going that inning, and then we got some guys on base. I felt like the momentum was coming back our way, and then Juan made that awesome catch that fired me up, and then finished that inning with a zero, just trying to carry that momentum back into the dugout.
Did
Like, you've got the Juan Diego shirt on. He took your number. I mean, come on, this guy's taking over your body.
This guy, he's a stud, isn't he? I mean, he deserves it. He's a badass, and what he can do out there is impressive. And you know, even when he's not making a direct impact with a hit or something, his at bats are full of energy and constantly challenging the pitcher, and he's locked in, and that stuff's contagious, man. And guys see that in the dugout, and you know, the next guy wants to do that. The next guy wants to put up to a good at bat, and then from a pitcher standpoint, I see that, knowing that he's busting his ass out there, makes us want to bust our asses. So. He's a great addition to the team.
I think, Nick, when the trade deadline went down, everybody thought, hey, this team's never going to lose another game. Obviously, a little bit of a funk right now.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens, huh? You know, we were excited when we got him over, and, you know, that first game was electric, and we've kind of hit a skid. I think that's just part of the game, and, you know, I don't expect that to last very long.
And why is that?
We got some studs in this locker room, and not just regular studs. We got guys that know that they can get the job done, and understand that that's just part of the game. You're going to run into some skids, and you know, we're going to continue to play our style of baseball, and go out there and do the best we can, and you know, not to carry the previous game, you know, results into the next game.
The electricity here at Petco Park since this trade deadline, what's it been like?
It's been great, man. These fans love it. It's electric, man. Contagious, right? I mean, I took a second, you know, even in that last inning after Juan's play, they were cheering for him after that play, and I just had to give it a second for them to soak it in.
Good time, man.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah.